pleasure. The place is getting colder, and we're heading for disaster. See, I know better days are coming. For sure, we go in the fighting. Hold on, people, better days are coming. Never see us.
And you know when you hear that, you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. Old Calypso, old Soca, old Steel Pan.
Lots of old R&B, so disco funk.
And lots of old reggae. I am...
You are Sister B.
You are?
DJ Storm.
And he is?
Angel.
He's who?
Angel.
You sure of that?
Yeah.
Like you're not sure?
Yes.
Wow, what a day. I tell ya. So we continue in. So now, what's the lady name? Erica Smith?
Excuse me?
The skater.
Wait, oh, Erica Jackson.
Jackson? She's a Jackson star.
I think I'm not sure, but listen, I introduced myself, you know, man.
All I said, you are?
We're all running down the show, that's so, man, because it's Valentine Eve or something.
We get excited over the girl.
I tell you, all watch it, because tomorrow is Valentine. All of my desk get leaves. flap, 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 flap. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. I'm Angel. I'm Angel in the house. And this, as we say, Valentine Eve, Black History Month. And we have all this thing going. All who watching, you know, the Winter Olympics, you know, Canada doing very good, very good. I see.
Boycott does help, we, you know.
Well, I see. Yeah, America started catch up. They started catch up, and you know, things happening. I see. Right now, I think it's in the single bobsled. Jamaica and they think, I think it runs in somewhere 19th or somewhere around there. But anyway, they're doing good. Went
you
to Olympics, doing
one,
good.
I read something about the Trinidad.
We have a bobsled team coming in. They ain't start yet. Them heats and things.
I heard a news analysis that this is the world now and that no more should these things be an oddity for islands like Trinidad and Jamaica to do winter sports, because these things are mainstream and, you know, it has been done before. So more and more they're going to diversify Olympic teams to do more things that they commonly don't typically do. So I'm sure there are Caribbean skiers, because there's Caribbean people in the diaspora who have. I know Black history-wise, there was Jeremy. He's Mayroot Sarsfield's grandson. Mayroot Sarsfield, the author of No Crystal Stair, Ann Packwood's daughter. Very prolific Black family. The daughter Jennifer Holness. And Jeremy Hodge, that's the name. Jeremy Hodge in the 70s, 80s, was part of ski team and things like that. So it's no oddity at all for Blacks to be doing these things. Some of these things Blacks even created lose the handle on, like hockey.
You see the beauty about the Winter Olympics with the Caribbean. Remember, a lot of Caribbean people now living in cold climates, right? So you see what's going on there. As you say, we have a new generation coming up. But that's from a long time. Even when they had the first bobsled.
Look at that, 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s. And
oh, gosh, I remember that Winter Olympic, right? And then everybody was Calgary. And everybody, was that 89 or some 80s, any event? And I said the Olympic Village, the party to be at, was the Jamaican party, right? And they just took the world by storm. Hey, Storm, how are you?
And we're looking through the window, and it's very bright, the sun. You know, it's nice to see around, you know, 4:15 in the afternoon, and you're still, the sun's still out there, still out there. And then we have the Super Bowl weekend, which is today.
Who playing? You know what
I mean? I don't know. There's two football teams. Go and look. If you don't know who playing, well, I can't.
I know who in the halftime, but I see a thing with Snoop. Like, they're trying to mess with him, somebody, you know. Accuse him of rape. Right before the show, and you know, I don't want to victimize.
always some time in it.
No, but you know, if you know you're doing good, at the higher you climb, they're going to see your bottom naked, right?
Yeah,
right. So that's why you have to do good, because sometimes your thing. Right, but anyway.
Well, I like the Bengals. Not the reason for that. It was my 33 years ago.
Mm.
It was my first ever seen a football game, and which was a Super Bowl. And the Bengals, they were playing San Francisco. Never forget that. And as soon as the ball kicked off, I think it was the first play, one of the defensemen and the Bengals, like he make a tackle, and man, his foot break, and we saw that on live TV. A man's foot just break, you know. And I always And they never made a final until now. I mean, talking about 33 years ago. And I came here for a visit. Yeah, that was a long, long, long time. So I would love to see them win, you know what I mean, tests in the name of that defense player. And then they get bad next to it. France and Cisco, they beat them bad.
Football? No.
But I know you're not into football.
But you're into the football food, Super Bowl food? No? Not even the food?
Well, it is what it is.
It's amazing. It's not really been part of her culture, right? Culture is a thing, you know.
I know.
But it's huge in all who know in a football, in a Super Bowl.
And, you know, it's around Black History Month.
Always. It used to be around vision. Because we leave vision. Yeah. You know, so you know I'm thinking of Auntie Fran, Frances Bain.
As we on that vein, I mean, the organizations from way back in your times, like in the 70s and like Black organization, did they progress or did they... I know a lot of people change hands. A lot of people move
groups.
Out. Groups move. People move to the West Island, and you know everything was wrong. Like
you know, it's hard. You know, it depends on the metrics you're going to use to measure. Did we accomplish many things? Yes. Do we still have far to go? Yes, because people change. So you may have, and I noted this some years ago. You know. Let's look, for instance, back on the impact of Sonia Biddle. With Mayor Bourque and Alan Patrick being his assistant to deal with the Anglophone community. And he, of course, his partner was Sonia Biddle, Sonia Rahn. There was access. It's all about access and understanding and relationship. So as a community, there was a better relationship with that particular mayor. And there have been politicians who we've had historical relationships with and understanding. And so, you know, this dates back to post Sir George Williams. And of course, whether it was politicizing or the measure of the man, Trudeau meeting with the Côte des Neiges, I want to say it's the Côte des Neiges Defense Fund League, CCD. It predates, or it's around the same time as the Côte des Neiges Black Community organization under, you know, the helm of Butcher. And so there were conversations and relationships. There have always been divisions, right? Divisions like, well, we want this, or why is a St. Lucia man heading up this? We want a Trini man heading up Carnival versus look. People are people. So, yes, there have been strides. Our children, although they make up a fair amount of the dropout rate, there are a lot more university graduates than when you had Richard and Gwen Lord, right? So there's a lot of things, and there is a lot of it is still not known. I don't know the degree to which we have told and communicated to our kids and subsequent immigrants who come into the country what has gone on, right? And so some people would say, so where is it now? You failed, you're right, because we live in a society that's so used to judgment. But we've made great strides. For me, what is difficult, I'm seeing too many Black women suffering in institutions. Well, all Black people, institutionalized racism. But when I talk to women, particularly those who are retiring, and some of the things that are on their shoulder, on their back, myself included.
Yeah.
And it's not that we continue to hold on to those baggages, but those baggages have had tremendous impact on us physically, mentally, and spiritually. So, you know, yes, we've done a hell of a lot from when people used to go and knock on the door and say, hello, we come about the appointment for the house for rent. And when they look upon you, they say, the house rent already, with a smile. And it still goes on. But there's still a lot of black folks renting as well. So the metrics, right? And I guess that's what Black History Month is, but a beginning. So maybe this is our New Year's, where you start to talk about those things. And then in March, April, May, you build on what you've learned in February. So that's what we hope these shows and these conversations. I want you guys, those of you out there, can you remember throwing box in the various hospitals? Or the Walker's Credit Union? I'm gonna leave it just like that. And there is a Boom Boom Time Facebook page. And I'm going to spell Boom Boom Time. I mean, I understand how come them can't spell it. B-H-U-M. B-H-U-M-T-Y-M-E.
You see, that's why it's a Y in the time, not a I.
So Boom Boom Time on Facebook. And if you remember the Walker's Credit Union or throwing box at the Montreal General or the Jewish General Hospital, get somebody to either text me right away, and you can call 514-448-4013. You see, everybody running for the pen and paper for them who don't know the number. 514-448-4013. This is why I push people to write, because there's a lot of things that are not in the history books. You laughing? Let's play some music.
Continuously, they leave in the poor woman on the shelf, and always in a hurry, only satisfying the self. Now when she walk out and go, they can't understand that she left for lack of complete satisfaction. But your woman could never leave you as long as she lived. If you play it smart and practice the art from this expert advice I'll give. Listen. If you want to be your woman here, the way she ought to feel. First, dim the lights, then squeeze her tight. Whisper in her ear, stick your finger in her hair. Suck she lip, massage she hip. Then you move your pubic section in a slow circular motion. As she eye gets sleepy, Papa, it's time to scoochie woochie. I know, according to their race, you'll find some women noisy anytime, any place. And then some are so reserved in all their doings, although vibrantly being served. They cover their eyes and wouldn't say a thing. The Spanish and Chinese will scratch you like they have claws. The Indians, the whites, the Portuguese, Mr. All is yours. But with a Negro or a dog, in for a fight. And I can tell you, brother, they're full of vigor, Lord, they have appetite. Well, listen, if you want a man, you woman feel the way she ought to feel. Take a nipple in your mouth, that does tickle all about. Listen to her breathing, and if she gasping like she's strangling, don't stop, continue. Tell her what you're going to do. Talk to she and make she answer. That, my friend, builds the fire. You must groan and grind your teeth. And even if she's sour, tell she she's sweet.
It is a risk, I agree. Pushing your tongue in some woman, eh? Because sometimes it's so waxy, them and all catching the tail to hear. So a man must have stamina and a strong constitution. Because being a lover, believe me, takes a lot of man. Imagine you kiss your girl and get a piece of bake, she had quite a while. The expert lover will swallow that with a smile. And if she raise her hand and she arms smell like stale potato, you must ask me, darling, chunkans, bunkans, bunkans, how you could smell like so? Listen, if you want to make your woman feel the way she love to feel, you got to take your time, let she do all the grind. And if she tell you wait, oh gosh, wait, don't stop, you're doing great. Keep on the move. Stay in the groove. Now don't forget this nice middle finger, this hot magnificent finger. Always keep it handy in case of emergency. When a man going down in age, he gets panicky. Because that is the stage he's afraid of losing his virility. But pleasing a woman only takes common sense and wit. You don't have to be Superman, just know what to do and how to do it. Some men old they can make, but see them in the dark. Packing in you will trying to get a spark. Man, this is frustrating. Ask any woman, she gon' tell you she prefer take a hot dog anytime from a Chinese man. But listen, if you want to make your woman feel the way she love to feel, and you're feeling old, perhaps your engine run cold, I know you may feel you want stimulant, that they're important. If you feel shorty lying, go look for Panta, ask him. You could do the same thing like Panta. Find a girl who is a sport lover, take her to the savannah to see hockey or cricket and soccer. Oh, la, 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 la. La, la, doy. La, la, la.
This song is for everyone who believes in true love. You and I were meant to be for an eternity, moon and stars in unity, until forever be souls and shadows of the night, basking in the moonlight, spirits of the earth's twilight, forever burning bright. I will never make you cry. Never let go, just let the feelings flow. It's time you begin to know, oh, oh, I love you so. Travel us through time and space, in the heavens above, angels of a human race, sharing eternal love. I will always be your king. You will always be my queen. In the what has been and the in between, I'll be there to say I love you. Say I love you, side by side and hand in hand. I will help you understand.
lover. I have to mention in my confession to you, my lover, and must discuss what we should and shouldn't do. Up with mine, see how we messing up with mine. I tell you, no, my lover, let's have a good, good time. No, no, my lover, let's have a good, good time. No, lover, let's have a good, good time. Good time. No, no, no,
This is Caribbean Vibe.
Thank you.
Music sweet. Music sweet. The one who invented music has got to be terrific. Got to be the one who created the sun and the trees, rivers and seas. Happiness, plenty, sweetness, and togetherness. Music have no friends or enemies. Everybody could dingle it, dingle it, dingle it, dingle it, dingle it. If you close your up or your shoe bust up, you could still jump up when music.
What's up? Shame on